The Gospel according to St. John, the 13th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Excuse me. When Judas Iscariot left the room and went off to pay Jesus, Jesus said to his disciples, "Now the glory of God has come. The Son of Man has been glorified. And God has been glorified in him. And if God has been glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself. Little children, I'll be with you only a short time. And as I told the Jews, I'll tell you where I'm going, you cannot go. But I give to you a new commandment, that you love one another. Even as I have loved you, you shall love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." That's the good news, the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
You may be seated. I invite the children to come up. How are you doing? Hey, I have a question for you. How many commandments are there?
10.
Are you sure? Do you know all 10 of them? No? Well, if I told you there was an 11th commandment, would you believe me? You would. That's nice of you to believe me. Well, there is. Jesus gave us an 11th commandment. Did you hear it when I was sharing it just a little bit ago? Yeah. Love. Love one another as I have loved you. See, if you put all the commandments together, you could combine them in that one nice commandment. So if somebody asks you, do you know the Ten Commandments? You can say, maybe not all 10, but I know the 11th one. Love one another as I have loved you. There's a song about that. Do you remember what it was? Whoops. I'm carried away here. Somewhere I have a... All I need are the chords. And I don't even need too many of them. We are one in the Spirit, we are one in the Lord. We are one in the Spirit, we are one in the Lord. And they one day he restored, and they'll know we are Christians by our love, by our love, yes they'll know. So how are they going to know we're Christians?
By our love.
By our love, that's right. So, you know the Ten Commandments, and now you know the 11th. All right? Can you share that with everybody? All right. Let's say thank you. Thank you, God, for your love. Thank you, God, that you love us so much that you are willing to give that love to us so that we could share it with others. Bless us, Lord, so we bless others. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. All right, you can have a seat. Thanks for coming. Well, he's got more important things to do. Ronald Reagan used to be able to tell some really good stories, and there's one that he told about Alexander Dumas and one of his best friends. The two of them got into an argument, and in fact it got to the point where they challenged each other to a duel. Now, duels back in those days could be deadly.
And since both of them were excellent shots, they decided that if they went ahead with this duel, they'd both die. They were that good. So they decided, instead of both of them dying, they would draw straws. And the one who drew the shortest straw agreed to go and shoot himself. Well, Alexander Dumas drew the short straw. He resigned himself, he picked up the gun, went into the library, closed the door. Shortly thereafter, there was a big bang. Everybody went in to see what happened. And Dumas is standing there with a smoking gun in his hand. They said, "Well, what happened?" He said, "An amazing thing happened. I missed." Well, have you ever considered that as Christians, too often we miss the gospel? We've grown up with it. It's practically part of our DNA. But the gospel becomes the law. And we think that tithing, serving on the church council, doing this, teaching Sunday school, doing all of these different things is what the gospel is all about. But the gospel is more than that. The gospel is about something far greater than just that. Most of us know the gospel. And it's in a nutshell, it's John 3:16. God so loved the world, come on, everybody knows it, that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him might not perish, but have eternal life. Therein is the gospel in a nutshell. Jesus sums it up even better. In the gospel of love. Love one another as I have loved you. Look at John 3:16 next time you look at that again, and look at it with that in mind. That God so loved the world, we are to love the world in the same way. There was a Peanuts comic strip in which Charlie Brown is trying to console Lucy, who of course is having one of her little tirades. And Charlie Brown finally says, "You know, Lucy, what the world needs is love. What you need to do is love the world." Lucy yells back at him, "I love the world. It's people I can't stand." Well, in some ways, isn't that like us? You know, we like things about us and we love things around us. But sometimes some people can be so hard to love. Yeah, isn't that what Jesus said? Psychologists will tell you that a person who has not learned love as a child cannot love as an adult. They've done many studies. A person who was abused as a child will become an abuser unless there is an intervention. A child who is a bully is bullied at home will be a bully at school unless there is some intervention. Psychiatrists did a study using monkeys. It's a classical study in which they took orphaned monkeys, monkey babies, and half of them they gave a surrogate mother. It was either another monkey mother who would take them in, or a human being, or another animal. And the other half, they gave just a doll wrapped in wire. The group that had a loving mother were able to love like normal monkeys. But those who had only this wire doll never did learn to love. Jesus must have known that. Jesus must have known that you and I need love in order to share love. That we need to share love in order that others will know love too.
When God so loved the world and created all things good, he continued to love the world. And that's hard for some of us to understand. That even those we have so much trouble with, God calls us to love. Hard to believe that he wants us to love those people. In fact, isn't that the argument that Peter has with some of the authorities in Jerusalem? How can you give the gospel to those people? They're not one of us. And yet, Peter says, yeah, but the Holy Spirit came upon them just as he has us. God loves them just as much as he loves us. Love one another, even as he has loved us. Jerry Holland was an educator who wrote an article about one of the teachers in his system. This teacher was tremendously committed to her students, just loved them to no end. And she was dealing with, they called them disadvantaged children at that time. But she reached the point of burnout. Now, anybody who's ever been close to burnout knows what that's about. The harder you work, the further behind you get, the harder it is to love, the harder it is to do anything, and you work harder and harder and harder to the point where you're almost ready to break. And that's where she was. And then on top of that, her mother died. She took a week off for the funeral, but came back to school. And things were not right. And one day, one of the students, Rachel, who had been her most difficult student, came to her desk with a chrysanthemum she had obviously ripped out of the school flower garden and said, "Mrs. Terrell, would a flower help you?" And she said, "Rachel, what's the matter with you? Why would a flower help me?" "Well, would a flower help you be like a mother again?" She said, "A mother?" She said, "Well, you've always been like a mother to me. But now you're all fussed in your mind and you're not being like a mother." She said, "Well, what is a mother like?" And she said, "Well, a mother likes being with children." She said, "Well, I like being with children too." But she said, "My mother died." And Rachel said, "Your mother died? Did your mother live until she died?" "Well," she said, "of course. She lived, and everybody lives until they die." Rachel said, No. "Some people die and walk around and don't know they're dead." "But Mrs. Terrell, please live while you're still alive." I think that's what Jesus is trying to tell us. That you and I need to live love as if we were always alive. And if we do, something is going to change. If we really love the Lord with all our heart, mind, and soul, if we really love one another as he loves us, then things are going to change. The way we act, the way we treat people, we will really believe. Do we really believe that God is right here with us, as he promised? Do we really believe that he is coming to us in the reading of the word, in the singing of the word, the preaching of the word? Do we really believe that Jesus isn't just out there someplace, but that Jesus is right here with us, giving himself to us, even as he says, "This is my body, this is my blood"? If we do, then he will change us. We will be changed. Because in Christ, all things are made new. For Christ is changing things.
I know we spin on earth beneath a dancing sky. I hear a word from God that frees us all to fly. I feel the bones of slaughtered souls will soon arise. For I believe that Christ is changing everything. Tulips laugh beneath the winter snow. I've seen how little children make their parents grow. I'm sure that miracles can set the heavens aglow. For Christ is changing and changing everything. Peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.